Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and distinguished delegates, for these questions. Let me try to respond to all three. But I think regarding the first question from Uruguay, I think I agree with my colleague that I think we need a treaty that can do all these roles, including accepting individual communication if necessary. I think that will be crucial in my view. But in terms of workload, I very much doubt that this committee could accept complaints directly against corporations because there are so many of them. So I would say the complaint has to be against the state, though it can be about businesses which are domiciled or based in that particular state or territory. But that is a practical issue because of the number of multinationals or companies that we have. I think the treaty body may not have the resources to deal with that. In relation to the question about Palestine, in principle, I agree that we should ensure that the process is not captured by those stakeholders. And I think I mentioned that in my remarks as well. But participation does not equal to capture. Like, as part of my working group, I engaged with businesses, I engaged with CSOs, I engaged with states, but I remained independent. I did not let myself being captured by anyone. So I think it's a question of integrity. You can listen to everyone, you can talk to everyone, but you can remain, you can independent and speak of your mind. So I think it's possible to ensure that businesses participate, they can highlight some practical difficulties. But you have civil society groups to counterbalance that. So as long as there's a transparency in the process, it can be managed, in my view. Now the question from the distinguished delegate from Namibia, I think I will be happy to share my publication where I articulated a number of possibilities of hybrid that may be useful if you would like to look at that. But to answer the question here, in my view, it is difficult to differentiate multinational corporation and domestic corporation. It's not very easy. In fact, the term multinational corporation doesn't exist. It's not a legal concept. Because every company which is part of a multinational group is incorporated somewhere. So it is just a company. It's a group, is a separate concept. So I think we have to understand what we are talking about here. So my suggestion would be that we have already crossed the bridge. And UNGP is talking about all business enterprises having a responsibility. We should not go back from that progress that we have made. So all businesses, the treaty should acknowledge, in my view, not merely have responsibilities, they have obligations now to respect human rights. Now, the real issue is that what does it mean to have obligations? What should businesses do? And there, we should make a differentiation between multinationals and national companies and small companies and informal sector companies and all that. So that is where the differentiation should come. We can definitely have protocols and additional all those things. But I think because we are investing so much time and resources in this negotiation, in my view, we should cover all business enterprises and all human rights at this particular point of time. But I'll be happy to share further information if that may be of interest. Thank you.